from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
We have a student that functions in the kindergarten, first grade.
I don't really look back. I look forward, and we look forward to...
Well, I just plan on, you know, looking forward. And...
But I've had people approach me about running for jobs.
Right on, boys. Definitely going to wonder who the Canadians are from here on out.
F-U...
We met Alec Baldwin, the wrong place. Anyway, welcome to the program, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. News, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And this is where truth is our bitch. And we go places on this talk show that other talk shows wish they could go to. Other things that, we do things that other radio hosts want to do and they can't and they never will. And so that's why they all have backstage passes. Anyway, welcome to the program. Huck Finn loses the N-word in a new edition of the classic book. They've begun to edit or to strip away from some of these classics offensive language. Also, Captain Owen Honors is relieved of command by creating some racy videos. We'll tell you about that. And we also have coming up later on in the program to talk about that. Who is our guest later on in the program to talk about that? We have Larry Grover. Right now we're going to be having Jay Santos on, though. He is with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we'll be discussing something different with him. We're going to be talking about the DNA exoneration of prisoners who are incarcerated and who are exonerated because of new DNA evidence. All right, our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, our number to, you know, call if you so feel. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, we're on KXFD, 970 AM in Portland, and two new affiliates, one in Burlington, Vermont, WEAV, 960 AM, and in Roanoke, Virginia, WFJX, 910 AM. Also visit us online at philhendryshow.com, that's philhendryshow.com. We have live streaming video of the program as well as streaming audio on the video, and you can access our archives, you can access our uncensored rants, you can get fully into the marvelous experience that is the Phil Hendry Show by getting your backstage pass. 877-876-PHIL, Jay Santos with the Citizens Auxiliary Police tonight, talking about, this is a Texan who has been declared innocent, Jay, after 30 years, and I'll get the story here for you in just a moment, but essentially your point of view, and you are with the Citizens Auxiliary Police now for the last 13 years as a sort of an adjunct. You're not an official police force, but you're a sort of an adjunct or an assist to the police, correct?
That's a good way of putting it, Phil. That is correct. You know, oftentimes we do find the police not doing their job, you know, 100%, and so we want to step in and point out to them where they might have done things a little bit better.
All right, but to that end, you are interested, as police are, as prosecutors are, you're interested in the success of these criminal prosecutions that take place against individuals who are incarcerated after having been arrested. Now, this Texas man declared innocent on Tuesday after 30 years in prison, had at least two chances to make parole and be set free if only he would admit he was a sex offender. But Cornelius Dupree Jr. refused to do so, doggedly maintaining his innocence in a 1979 rape and robbery. In the process, he served more time for a crime he didn't commit than any other Texas inmate exonerated by DNA evidence.
Let me just jump in, because this is a very emotional story. People like to get very emotional. All he had to do is admit that he was a sex offender, and he would have been out of prison. And I think that shows that the system works. And
how does the system work if the man is being told to admit to something that he didn't do?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Phil. As on the front line of law enforcement, as I am, and as other members of Citizens Auxiliary Police are, you say that we're not an official police agency, and that's only because those of us who did join the Citizens Auxiliary Police are citizens. We don't want to be involved in all the politics that's involved in being a police officer. It's more our intent to make sure that we can protect the neighborhood. And if a man goes to jail and then is told, no, you're not supposed to be in jail, that undermines, I think, the work of the police, work of the prosecutor. There is a greater good that I think we have to worry about. and that is, are people going to take the police seriously, or are they going to drive down the street and laugh at us? I can tell you right now, as a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, I don't want anyone laughing at me. I don't appreciate that very much at all. And what they've done in Texas is they've just made it possible now for one more individual to drive down the street and look at me. As a member of Citizens Auxiliary Police, we wear a blue armband. We have a identifiable uniform. They're going to look at me and laugh. And so it's a tough call. And
well, you're worried about the loss of respect for police officers, is that right?
And as well as the DA, as well as prosecutors involved, and all the people involved, I think, in police work. When you exonerate someone, so-called exonerate someone, using DNA evidence, and you're saying, all right, now the DNA shows that he did not do this or was not the actual perpetrator of that crime. Okay. It's better to leave that person in prison than to let them out, and I'll tell you why. Because the respect that keeping that man in prison is going to get for the police and the prosecutors and other individuals involved in law enforcement is going to strengthen our society.
And yeah, but you're not mentioning the guy, the man himself, Jay, who is an innocent man. Here's a guy here.
No, I've got my opinion of that man. Let me tell you something. Just because the DNA supposedly exonerated him for rape, I have to tell you, I'm not buying it at all. You know, I'm just not buying it.
And what aren't you buying?
I think that somewhere along the line, even though he might not have committed this rape or this robbery, I think he's dirty. I like him for a few other crimes.
And well, when you're using police lingo now, you're talking about, do you have evidence?
Of what?
When you say you like him for a few other crimes, do you have evidence?
I don't know. I don't have any evidence. I'm just saying when I look at him. You know,
well, before we prejudice somebody just based on their looks, what I'm saying here is a Texas man who... This is a man who would not admit to being a sex offender, even though they would let him, they would set him free.
That's right. And I ask you, how intelligent does that make that man look, number one? And number two, I think that shows how fair the system is.
How does that make them fair? They wanted this man, as a matter of fact, to me it sounds... Bass backwards, you know.
Why?
Well, I don't understand the thinking here. If you admit that you're a sex offender, we'll parole you and set you free. To me, it sounds like the system, the state of Texas, knew that this man was innocent, knew that this guy did not do it, but didn't want to admit to it, and so they wanted to brand him somehow so that if DNA evidence came up later proving he was innocent, they would point to his words admitting he's a sex offender.
Well, I think you're getting a little too clever. I think this DNA evidence and this exonerating people based on DNA, I think has been taken way too far out. I think that we are endangering our criminal justice system by... introducing DNA to a laboratory in every single case, and we're basically saying, I'm sorry, but I don't believe this prosecutor. I'm sorry, I don't believe this police officer. I'm sorry, I don't believe this other police officer. And we would like to have this DNA analyzed, and we want to have more and more and more and more. And all that does is it allows school children, young people, and really the public, I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
It allows the population at large to disrespect the law enforcement apparatus and say, you know, they're basically, I don't want to use a crude word, but they're basically saying they're all a bunch of dumbasses, and they're putting people in jail that shouldn't be put in jail. And here comes another man who is going to be, I don't know what you want to call, you know, exonerated, and here's another man's going to be exonerated.
Well, if the criminal justice system is making these kinds of mistakes to the point where a man is in prison for 30 years, what do you say to that man? How can you not have sympathy for that guy?
Well, I can tell you, Phil, that I don't have sympathy for them because these are individuals that you know full well. You know full well. If they didn't do this crime, they were on their way to do another one. If you look at it, these guys are not pure as, you know, squeaky clean and everything like this. These guys have all... been traveling in the same, if you will, the same dark byways of these criminals. So You know?
No, but it's one thing to say that a guy has been traveling down the dark byways of other criminals. It's another thing to say whether he's committed a crime.
That is correct. That is correct. But it's also another thing to say, you know what, I got you now, because you know as well as I do that if you didn't commit this robbery, this rape, sooner or later you are going to do one.
I don't know. How do you walk up to a guy that's in prison who says, would you please look at my DNA? I don't believe that I am guilty. And then in this case, this man is right. He's not guilty. I mean, he was telling the truth. And you say, well, I'm not going to look at that.
Because we cannot undermine the system.
I don't know how you can say to a guy, I'm not going to look at that because we can't undermine the system.
We cannot allow the system to be undermined and to be compromised every time an inmate becomes a jailhouse lawyer, gets himself a book, gets himself one of these Freedom Project people who have done more damage than I can even imagine, and they're submitting DNA so often to the laboratories that the laboratories are not getting anything else done. They're checking DNA, DNA, DNA. They're not getting any forensic work. I can't imagine how they would get forensic work done. I can't imagine how they're going to get any other work, how to look at fingerprints. I would have well imagined that they're backlogged on fingerprint looking at and other pieces of evidence because they've got so much DNA.
Do you have any indication of that?
Of what?
Do you have indication that the crime labs around the country are backed up with DNA and are not getting any of this other work done?
I'm telling you, common sense tells you, Mr. Henry, that if people are trying to get exonerated by way of DNA, all the other evidence that they do, forensics, ballistics, when they look at a fingerprint, and in a way, you know, blood that's splattered over all kinds of things, that's all what they're going to be looking at. And they don't, in my opinion, they don't because of DNA.
But you don't have any evidence of that.
I would bet you money.
You could bet me money, but you don't have any evidence of that. We're talking to Jay Sanis. Hold on, Jay. Hey, Jay Sanis here with the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Are we doing too much DNA testing? This DNA exoneration, in his opinion, is just making a mockery of the justice system. It is making a mockery of the police. It's making mockery of the prosecutors. And ultimately, we're doing so much DNA testing that it's probably backlogging all the other things they do, like checking fingerprints, ballistics, and so on. There's a man in Texas who has been set free after 30 years in prison, 30 years in prison for a rape and a robbery that he did not commit. And he was told twice by the parole board, if you can believe this, this is outrageous, that if you will admit to being a sex offender, we'll let you out. Now, to me, that sounds like the state of Texas knew they had an innocent man all along, and they didn't want to let him go until they covered their asses. Anyway, we'll get back to Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. He thinks DNA exoneration makes a mockery of the justice system. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. It's a world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry. Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
877-876-PHIL. On the line with me, Jay Sanis with the Citizens Auxiliary Police, as we continue talking about this man, Mr. Dupree, William Dupree in Texas, who was exonerated by way of DNA evidence for a rape and a robbery that he was initially accused of, and it has been found he was not the perpetrator of this. Jay, you're taking a controversial stand here by saying the DNA evidence exoneration is a waste and is an insult to law enforcement.
Well, you have to understand, I'm speaking for law enforcement, Phil. I'm speaking on behalf of a lot of people in law enforcement. Yeah.
Well, you're a volunteer police officer, not a member of any police agency.
No, I'm not a member of any police agency that you consider to be. I am a member of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and we are a ancillary auxiliary police unit. I don't want to get into or justify what I do because it would take a long time for you and a lot of your listeners to understand the intricacies. I just want to say that I'm sure DNA evidence is something that every con in jail will like to have so that they can look at a slide and go, ooh, you know, look at this, he didn't do it. Yeah, sure. I'm sorry, I'm not willing to put every police officer in America up against a wall like the St. Valentine Day Massacre, and, you know, and figuratively speaking, open up on them and just spray their, you know, their guts and brains everywhere. Because
why would you use imagery like that? I mean, all we're doing is talking about the mechanics of justice. Now, look, I want to play something here.
Now, the mechanics of justice would be that our law enforcement and our prosecutors are backed up and are not stabbed in the back by some science lab, you know, some four-eye in a science lab.
All right. Here is Cornelius Dupree. I got his name wrong. Cornelius Dupree. In a press conference, after being released from prison, Cornelius Dupree tries to explain how he's feeling now that he is out and no longer incarcerated for this crime that he didn't commit.
Words really won't make up what I done lost. You know, I lost both my parents. I just feel that, you know, the system needs to be fixed by whatever means that, you know, so that it just won't happen to anyone else.
Now, here is that same gentleman talking on CNN. He talks about how, what he plans on doing with his life now that he's free.
Well, I just plan on, you know, looking forward and putting it bad, you know, the things behind me and just enjoying my life with my wife. I'm now married. Living a joyous, peaceful life.
No, but I have to talk over that, Phil, because it's destructive.
And why is that destructive to hear that man?
That man is an African-American gentleman. We have done enough to the African-American people to advertise more injustice, if that's what you want to call it, only makes it a more dangerous situation. You've seen Rodney King, and you've seen a lot of these other things. And
nobody's going to riot. No one's. So, in other words, keep him in prison in case there's a riot.
No, I would not put it that way. What I'm saying is, you parade this poor man, African-American man, and say, look, here is another black man that was, they say anyway, incarcerated for no reason. I don't know, but I will never have a chance to know about it or anything because some four-eye in a laboratory who had nothing better to do than put a slide under a... To me, it's a disservice and injustice.
Jay Sano, Citizens Auxiliary Police, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call. Chris in Greensboro. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanos.
Hey, how you doing? I mean, it's just crazy. The guy was innocent. He didn't want to admit to the fact that he was a sex offender because he wasn't, and he knew he wasn't. He's not going to admit to that to get out early. He wrote and got...
The question is, what was he doing in that situation?
Wrong place, wrong time. Anyone could have been
like,
well, it was a tall black male, and there's plenty to fit the bill. That does not mean
that's
he would
right.
have gone off and raped any other person or committed any other crime.
See, that's what I'm saying. You think he did it, though, don't you?
No.
Why are you asking that?
He said another crime. This gentleman just said, go off to another crime. So in his mind, and maybe in the mind of a lot of Americans, this guy is guilty of sin.
No, he's not guilty of sin because we have the very specific science of DNA evidence. And in this case, it was a rape so that there was blood evidence or sperm evidence to show that this man was not there at the scene. It was another man. Carol in Boston, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, Carol.
Hi, how are you?
Fine.
I have a comment for Mr. Santos.
Spanish, how are you?
Okay.
Right here.
Okay, I really feel that they should remove his blue armband if he's on Citizens Auxiliary, which I feel is the same as a neighborhood watch. And I feel that now that he has
you sort of have that wrong. We're not neighborhood watch. I mean, we do a lot more. That's, you know, it's a lot heavier than that.
Okay, if you say so. But if they're counting, if your community is counting on you for your observations, you've already proved your biases by your comments this evening. Also, if a person in America has been exonerated through DNA and they were innocent, it proves, one, that justice does prevail. It may not be instantaneous. It took 30 years, but the man was exonerated through scientific testing.
What about
once they have been exonerated, You cannot say that they should be able, they should stay incarcerated.
I want to ask you, Carol, to hang on, because we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with Carol, and Jay, you can give your answer.
Well,
hold on for a minute. 877-876-PHIL, talking about DNA exoneration. Is there too much of it? Does it make fools out of the police? The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I think it do.
Famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Our number 877-876-PHIL and our online at philhendryshow.com for our live streaming video of the show right now. And I want to get Carol back on the line here, a lady who was talking to Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Carol is in Boston, and we are talking to Jay. And the story here of Cornelius Dupree, a man 30 years incarcerated, Jay, for a rape and robbery that he didn't commit. The DNA evidence showed that he did not. He was asked by the parole board, and this is the part that I just can't get around this. Admit you're a sex offender and we'll let you out. And they asked him this twice. That, to you, does not indicate that the state of Texas had some knowledge?
Well, I want to ask this lady, Carol, I believe is her name, if the lady's still here.
Carol, you there?
Yep. You made a reference, ma'am, to the blue armband worn by every citizen's auxiliary police officer in a disparaging way. I was curious why you do that. Our blue armband is representative of our straddling all areas of law enforcement. And right now, we have a sub-commander, Gleason, whose son is at this present time incarcerated for a murder for hire. And that young man claims he's innocent. You want him to be let out?
Okay, my comment about the blue armband was just to Mr. Santos specifically, because what
yes,
he was stating was that he looks at people and prejudges them already, so that would not make him a credible witness in any situation.
Well, ma'am,
after these comments.
Well, how did I prejudge? All I said was that...
You said that Mr. Dupree, even if he were innocent, he must have been up to no good.
Those comments right there say he must have been up to no good. That means you automatically have a vision in your head of this person or people who you're looking at.
Well, my sub-commander, his son is in jail right now for a so-called murder for hire. The boy wants DNA testing.
Okay.
Now, what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to get DNA testing for every punk, thug, every slob, every pickpocket, every stick-up guy, every denizen of the urban deep? We're supposed to get these guys DNA testing, and what, let them walk and make every cop out there look like a horse's ass? I've already been made to look a little bit like a horse's ass, the comment you made about my blue armband.
Well,
I would say, you know.
Right now, and this lady might find this interesting, ma'am, we're in the state of California. Do you know how backed up the state of California judicial system is? Because every punk in prison wants to have DNA testing. And you know.
You don't know that they're guilty. You don't know any of that, man. You know, and the fact is, if there is DNA that has not been tested, that's relevant to the case, why not do it? I'm sorry, Carol, I interrupted you.
Yeah, I want to talk to Carol, not you.
As far as the DNA testing, Texas is one of the few states that does.
You said dingy A, it's DNA. No, ma'am, you're saying dingy A, it's DNA.
She said DNA.
She said dingy A.
Hey,
go ahead, Carol.
If there's scientists, as far as with the DNA, right, Texas is one of the few states that actually keeps DNA on, you know, by for years after the crime, just so this testing can be made.
Yeah.
Because over time, there has been ways to test the DNA that has changed that was
Right, exactly. And they've had, yeah, they've had DNA since the 80s, and Texas holds on to it. Washington did in the case of the Green River Killer. What about that?
What about what?
Gary Ridgway. The guy's a serial murderer, and they held on to his DNA, and they were able to convict him.
Was he in prison?
No.
Exactly. So what do you... God. If he was
so
in prison...
So once you find someone that... Once you find... That the test comes back and this person was innocent, you cannot keep them.
Exactly. Can't keep them in prison. Right. Carol, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. I don't know what's going on there.
Hold on. What about 4 Pete? Phil, we had if you just hold on, send Petey, send Dougie and Petey and Jerry. And no, send Pete and Jerry. And can they stop off and get my house, get my sweater? We just got a situation here where
yeah, I heard. We got to get on with the show here. 877-876-PHIL. Let's move on to Angelique in North Carolina. Angelique, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Jay Sanos. Go ahead, please.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
My question was, is the guy that's making the statement a moron? He is no kind of law enforcement that I would want anything to do with. My son-in-law is a deputy sheriff, and he would be the first one to admit and say to that man, I am sorry this happened to you. We made a mistake. The law enforcement, they are not infallible, and they know that. And they do not think, that anybody's laughing at them when they make a mistake. And I'm sure that man has spent 30 years in prison is not laughing either.
I understand, ma'am, your feeling. I think if you were to ask your son-in-law, he would say, okay, I will apologize, but it stings. It burns to do it. And I don't know if you're not a man, but if you've ever had a prostate exam, it is a painful thing. And so it's similar to that. Sure, I want to say I'm sorry. It doesn't mean don't burn. By the same token, we have to make sure that our police are respected. If you got some punk that was able to...
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. Right there is your mistake. Right there is your mistake. You are prejudging somebody that you've never seen or never talked to. You can't do that. You cannot prejudge someone like that. That is ultimately wrong. When the DNA proved that that man was innocent, then that man was innocent. He gave up 30 years of his life, okay? When he did not say, I'm not admitting that I'm guilty so I can get out, because there's a stigmatism against sex offenders.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that I'm guilty of doing anything that I didn't do.
He could have been free. He could have been free and instead being hard-headed and being stubborn.
Could have been free.
Obviously, you don't know a whole lot about DNA.
I don't know what you're talking about.
DNA is
irrefutable. I'm on the front line of law enforcement.
Nah, you are a complete moron. If you wear a blue armband, somebody needs to take it off of you.
Well, you're the second one now that said that my blue armband, that would be in violation.
It's a violation of the
code.
You are the one with no respect for law enforcement. Because I guarantee you, if there's any law enforcement, real law enforcement, listening to this show right now, they would say, man, you are absolutely wrong. We do make mistakes. You're wrong.
I don't know did you ever see the movie Copland? That guy was a deputy sheriff, and they thought he was a joke. So let's watch out about that. And
what do you mean Copland? What are you talking about? This lady's talking about police officers.
All right. Her son-in-law may be law enforcement, and so am I, but he is not a cop. That's a line that Robert De Niro used, and I would respectfully submit it.
Submit what?
What De Niro said in Copland. God.
That's got nothing to do with what we're talking about. We're talking about DNA. Anyway, thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. Angelique. We're talking about DNA testing.
Mr. Henry, I know that we're talking about DNA testing. I was there when DNA testing was first introduced. I heard the discussions. I saw the news reports.
I did a show on DNA testing 20 years ago. 20 years ago. I was doing a fill-in radio show in Portland, Oregon, and I did a show with a police officer and with a lawyer on DNA evidence, and they said then that it was the coming thing, that they did not yet have it down to the science that they wanted it to be at, that they could introduce it as evidence into a court of law. But this is a long time coming, and it is as profound a thing that has happened to law enforcement and investigating crime since the discoveries of what we can find through fingerprints.
Well, that's something else that you just said right there, and I want to reiterate it. All the back, there's guys that should be looking at fingerprints, and they're not doing it. Why? Because some dirty little greasy punk is...
Are you calling this guy in Texas that?
No, sir, I'm not. I'm just saying that this man in Texas should just suck it up, stay in prison, because look at the controversy he's caused now. I've had people call me every kind of name. They're saying that my blue armband should be stripped off in violation of the code of conduct. Boy.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call and see if we can't calm down. Here is Anna in Brooklyn listening to us on WWRL tonight. Go ahead, Anna. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Jay Santos. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It's amazing that a person like this Mr. Santos is in any way involved with the police. He sounds like an old officer of a KKK lynch mob, and he should be locked up. The man is obviously insane.
Well, apparently you have not been listening, ma'am.
Everything I've heard him say so far indicates that the man is deranged and he's a danger to society.
Well, you haven't been listening.
For a man to say that a man should remain locked up because he refuses to... Hello?
Yeah. Ma'am, you're not even getting what I'm saying right, because you got to stop and think about it. The second thing that I would say is you're not using the phone right, because you're like, we're over here. Could you put the phone here?
I'll do it. If you wouldn't mind, Anna, the phone is fading in and out. Just keep the phone near your mouth there so we can hear you, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's the first time I ever heard a phone call or had to...
Will you just let me do it, Mr. Santos? Go ahead, Anna.
To say that a man should remain in jail... Because he refuses to admit that he committed a rape, and a DNA is a lot of garbage. Mr. Santos,
to me, it's a lot of witchcraft.
Witchcraft?
It sounds too far out, and I'm sure the lady can at least understand that. I'm sure we could have a meeting of minds on that, Anna, that DNA evidence doesn't sound a little bit on the voodoo edge of things.
How could you compare DNA with voodoo?
Well, it's really fair. For instance, you're Jewish.
It's obvious that you're a very unintelligent man. You have no respect for science.
Well, you can't say that you understand DNA evidence just based on the fact that, yes, there were concentration camps. But
what has that got to do with anything?
I think that sometimes Jewish people think, oh, hey, I got this figured out because of, we spent a lot of time in prison.
Mr. Santos.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am?
I suggest that you get to a psychologist and have yourself examined as quick as possible, because you evidently have some major problems.
Ma'am, I don't know what you're referring to. I don't get my kicks like that.
What do you mean, kicks?
She's talking about getting myself examined, and I don't know what she's talking about.
Yes, because you're a mental case. You are an insane person. What gives you the right to determine that a man is guilty based on the way he looks?
I didn't say in the way he looks. I said on the sort of greasy habits that these jailbirds have. I'm not saying about the way they look.
Let me say something to you. Everybody in jail is not guilty. Depending on people like you to go around and determine that people are guilty based on the way they look, this country is in a lot of trouble.
I certainly understand that you have a natural distrust of authority like myself. I understand that, you know, because of what perhaps your people suffered through in Nazi Germany.
Will you stop with this referencing to whether or not this lady's Jewish? She hasn't even said so, okay?
Well, there's nothing I'm going to say that's going to placate her, because she thinks every guy in a uniform...
No, she doesn't. She's talking. She happens to agree with me and a lot of people that are calling. I don't have a problem with cops, and yet I understand perfectly what this man went through, at least to the from the extent of being a citizen, not having his freedom, having not committed a crime.
Mr. Henry, and I asked the lady, and she wouldn't answer me. Don't you think DNA is voodoo? Don't you think it's a lot of, you know, a lot of Wicca? Is the lady there? Is the lady there?
Mr. Sancho, take a piece of advice from me. Have yourself evaluated. You are a sick person, and you should no way be involved with the police. You are dangerous. You're very dangerous. Let me say something to you. You're more dangerous than any man who's locked up in a prison.
Ma'am, you say I'm dangerous, and yet this is the way your phone call has been sounding like this. You're talking like you're eating the phone. And yet I'm the one that's making...
All right, we understand. Anna, I appreciate very much your call. I think you're right.
What do you mean you think she's right?
You're bringing up all kinds of stuff that I would never bring up, and I think you're being insulting. And I think you're also, you're avoiding the question. The question is this. What about a man who spends 30 years in prison who's an innocent man? What do you say to him?
I've got no problem saying what I'd say to him. I would say to...
All right, what?
I would say to him, you know what, pal? Guess what? Tough luck. See you later. Tough toenails. How's that feel? Tough toenails.
Tough toenails.
That's right. Because he should not have been, he should not have been, I'm having a very difficult time right now. I don't think I've been treated fairly.
All right, hold on, please.
No, he should not have been where he was.
Hold on, please. 877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil
tough
Henry.
Toenails.
That's right. Tough turkey.
Larry Grover coming up next hour on the Phil Henry Show as we talk about the situation in the United States Navy and elsewhere. 877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show and our website, philhenryshow.com, for a backstage pass live streaming video of the show. We have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us. You were bringing up the story of a member of the auxiliary police whose son is in jail.
That's great. That's the story I wanted to get to, Phil, because I think it's very important.
What is this man's name?
Randy Gleason. Randall Gleason is a member of is a sub commander, but his son, Justin, was arrested in a murder for hire situation along with two other individuals. He is currently at Terminal Island in San Pedro, California. Now he wants DNA testing done. I said, Randy, this is a perfect example and perfect time for you to assert yourself as a law enforcement officer and say and stand shoulder to shoulder, arm to arm with all the law enforcement officers and say, like we said, tough toenails, because if you start trotting out the DNA kit for every one of these punks, you're going to be testing DNA till the cows come home. And the fingerprints that they haven't looked at, the bullets that they look at to see the rifling, all of that. And
did you ask somebody what it's called, the grooves in the bullets?
No, I did not. But what I'm saying is that takes away from testing that. So I said to Randy, I said, you tell that punk, you know, and I told him, because he's a friend of mine, I said, you tell that dirty punk you've got for a son, take his lumps. And Randy agrees with me.
So this is a man who's not going to exert any pressure on behalf of his son to have the DNA tested because he's already prejudged his own son as a punk and that his son must have done it if he's hanging out with these people.
That is, otherwise, Mr. Henry, you've got people all over America that would just love to make a monkey out of law enforcement. And I wouldn't say you're one of them, but I think you're aiding and abetting those people all night.
Oh, I don't agree with you, sir, and you haven't even been listening.
I disagree. I think you're aiding and abetting people who want to make a monkey out of me.
877-876-PHIL. I'm tempted to say something. I won't. Here is David in Phoenix. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Mr. Henry, Mr. Santos. I think Mr. Santos is making the wrong point. I think the point he should be making to everybody is how many people don't get exonerated from jail. I mean, there's probably 0.01% of the population of jail inmates that do get exonerated, and all of them do say that they're not guilty. And I do believe, I do agree with Mr. Santos on a lot of points, but he's just going about it wrong. And it's just, you know, it's just ignorant the way he...
So what is your point? That everybody's innocent, and if we had more DNA testing, they'd all be let out?
No, that's not his point. He's agreeing with me that this, if you keep testing these people, you'll be testing them until the day you die.
Well, let's ask, what is your point then, David?
It doesn't hurt, though, to DNA test all these people, because they might...
Well, they don't have... Do you understand that there is a backlog in terms of these kinds of tests in the state of California? I mean, they can't find lawyers. You got to find an attorney to file these appeals. These go, well, we got to take a break. Thank you for your call. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
You cut off the one guy that agrees with me. Boy, that is... I'm telling you, that's rape.
We'll be back with Larry Grover.
What DNA testing done on you?
Phil Henry.
The one guy that agrees with me.